Hey, you!
What?
Listening to this podcast right now!
Me?
Do you want to hear a fucking podcast about anything and everything?
Yeah.
Like movies,
oh my
music,
God.
Television, and more?
Oh my God.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Yes.
Subscribe to Journey Into Comics Network, and you get Podcastrophe,
oh
hosted
God.
By me,
yes.
Dick. Why not throw a couple bucks to the Patreon? It's
yes.
your choice. Yeah. This is a Podcastrophe.
That sounds so awesome.
The following is a Journey Into Comics Network production.
Mm-hmm. This is a tasty burger.
You ever tried shawarma? There's a shawarma joint about two blocks from here. I don't know what it is, but I want to try it.
Do you want some coffee, Mr. Tully?
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Is butter a carb?
Will you stop eating?
We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. This is Foodies Watching Movies, and we have a big group with us today. Outside of our usual team, that is myself, Andrew Poor, joined by Nate.
Hey, how's it going, AP?
And Veronica.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, guys. And we're actually joined with pretty much the rest of the network, and I don't know if we're going to go around and introduce everyone, because that'll take a little bit.
We will. We'll definitely
right.
go through and
so
introduce everybody. I think that'd be
I'll just go to my left.
Uh-oh, okay, so while AP is adjusting the mic, which was, that was a total pro move, by the way. Blaine, welcome to the podcast.
Hey there.
It's your first appearance on Foodies.
Tis.
It's actually the first appearance for almost every single person sitting at this table on Foodies.
Yeah.
So how exciting, except for Brando. Brandon's OG. Rob's OG.
Yeah.
Episode 2.
We were on Batman.
No one even actually probably has heard that episode, because it was only on our YouTube for a long
was
time.
Was it? No, all the episode 2s went up.
Did they?
Want to say so?
No, because episode 2 for what us yeah. was episode 1.
We're going to re-release all the lost episodes
Sweet.
Onto the Patreon for free.
Hey, Brando, welcome to the podcast.
Well, hey,
you
how's
were talking. I figured I'd just introduce you.
Absolutely.
There.
Now you know who I am.
Also joining us today, Sarah from Walk Among Us, and also a bunch of the podcasts and the voice behind the voice.
Hi. How's it going, everybody?
It's going really well. I'm glad that you are here today. We've had a long weekend. We'll continue down the line. Brando, if you'd like to pass your microphone over to co-host of the Butt Stuff podcast, she is Joanna.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah?
I'm here.
That's cool. It's different because it's not like you to be on a podcast that you're not hosting, which feels totally different. I totally understand that, yeah. Also joining us, if we go that way, is the other host of Butt Stuff podcast, the illustrious Caitlin. How's it going?
Hi, it's good.
You're very quiet. I think you're very quiet, but actually can't tell.
I don't know. Probably.
Okay, it was awesome. You guys had an awesome show today.
Thanks.
There's been a lot of podcasting today. We've done Poor Rapport, Podcastrophe, Journey into Comics, Butt Stuff, and Foodies, and Game Addicts all today. And we're gearing up to have a really awesome next couple weeks of shows, just based on what was kind of done over this weekend. Are we introducing everybody? Would they like to be introduced? Or are they going to stay?
We can definitely thank them
for
how much they've helped us out today.
That is very important. So we do definitely need to have a special shout out to the McNeelys, who put up with our craziness, let us into their house early in the morning when they were trying to sleep.
Losing a cat,
dealing with numerous things, but being the most hospitable people
I brought
on
donuts.
The planet.
I brought donuts.
Yeah, you may remember I've mentioned Gretchen being the hostess with the mostest on numerous occasions on multiple podcasts and whatnot. So thanks for having us. It was great. And thanks for Joanne for putting our band up, this weekend. It was a very long weekend, and I'm ready to eat.
Yeah, this food is going to be amazing. But yeah, today we're eating at Christo's New City Grill. And I'm excited to try their delicious food. This was actually suggested by you suggested it, and like I think a couple other people in the group were like,
I didn't necessarily suggest it.
Okay.
You said, what about this place? And I'm like, oh, hell yeah, that place is awesome.
I've actually been here before. I haven't been to this location, but I've been to the other one, and it was really good.
We haven't introduced everybody yet, and I'm not letting you get away with being silent. Are you? You're telling me no. So there, I guess there's a Phantom on the podcast today?
Yes.
Phantom cast? Ooh, Phantom cast. Okay, cool. Down there. But AP, you failed to mention one of the most important things about this episode of Foodies Watching Movies. It is episode 4 of season 2 of Foodies Watching Movies, and I'm so glad that we can all just kind of be here today to riff. I kind of just want this to be an experience of eating and being together. We're all together as the network. This doesn't typically happen. There are conversations that are going to just kind of be happening, so if you're having a conversation and you want it to be a part of what we're doing, please feel free to speak. Just be mindful if other people are trying to do that too, save your thoughts. But I want to know you guys, because really, this is interesting to have you two together so much today. It's like a poor dick day of doom or something. Ooh.
The poor dick day.
The poor dick day.
Oh. I think that
it's like every day a poor dick day, right?
I know so much about AP and the food. Oh, you totally hold the mic. Shit, why are you not doing that? That just makes even more sense. Man, see, this is why Sarah. Okay, turn it. Turn the mic. No, you're gonna break it, bro. You're gonna break it, bro. Turn the microphone itself. The physical microphone. You're breaking it worse, Blaine. What are you doing? Turn it. Oh my gosh. Thank you. This is not
like I think we just got the best of clip for this week on this show.
Dick and poor can't figure out the microphone.
It'll be around that.
Yeah, the mic cable should be good. Make sure it's pushed in. Yeah. Is it kind of giving resist? Oh, it's locked in. It's locked in. Yeah.
Okay.
We can edit any sort of like loud noises that came with that out of that.
Keep it authentic. Keep it cult.
I'm going to start adding in noises that shouldn't go in a podcast.
Oh, I love that.
Like people just talking and there's like a... Yeah. It's like one of those like dog squeak toys.
Squeaky.
You know, squeaky? Or like a...
Like the New England situation. So,
what was that? I don't understand it. I'm not... I was there, but I don't understand what that
was. It was so weird. We were trying to record Butt Stuff podcast on my board, and there was radio frequencies, and they were talking about the New England.
That's right.
What was it?
Okay, I remember now.
Situation?
I did that two-hour podcast since then, so my brain is like completely...
A little scrambled.
A little bit.
That's okay. I was producing. I was doing production of the podcasts while you were podcasting, which was awesome. I was like helping them with cards and feeding them donuts. Not like... mouth feeding. I handed them the donut. Take a bite. Just take a
bite. He fanned us with big leaves.
I probably could have if there were big leaves to have been fanning. I mean, I wouldn't. That's even funnier.
Fanning them with bay leaves.
Oh, goodness.
What I think is funny is that this is our first show that's been recorded that's not been at your residence.
It's actually the first podcast we've done on the network that's not been for a con recorded outside of any of our residents. So that's pretty special. And it's so cool that Christos was super nice. And oh, Mike Norris showing up to the podcast. Holy cannoli. Seats there for you, my friend Areno. Unless, you know what? Let's do this. Do you guys want to switch? Or are you good sitting across from Mike Caddy Corner? Does it need to be? Are you guys?
I don't think it really, like...
Oh, shoot. I wish I would have known that. I thought I had written in the group that we were going to also be recording. Oh, that's true. That's true. But yeah, well, it's a busy group. Lots of talking goes on.
So the one thing when you like
flames,
so many
did
flamers.
Did you choose that? I always wanted to ask you, did you set that on the group? Is that the default?
I set that. Because I wanted everything to be fire.
Yeah. I remember that. I was like, can we please change this?
No,
because it was no. I didn't want to change the fire. I wanted to change to something other than the
right.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, and I just thought I don't know.
It just sounds so the thumbs up is just so condescending.
It is. It's just like
the thumbs up all the time.
Hey,
it's like cool.
My dad.
It's like cool. Read your message. Don't really have a real response for you. Bye.
I'm sorry. I'm very tired. Like I said, we had a really rough weekend. Musical endeavors and driving and very uncomfortable cars.
It was worth it.
Yeah, it was worth it. We had some great shows, and I'm really happy to be with everybody today. And I'm really happy that we're about to eat. I ordered this cheeseburger with bacon and egg on the pretzel bun. So
the explosion?
Yeah, the eggs.
We're going to share the explosion.
Sweet. The explosion.
I'm pretty sure Silent Rob and I both ordered the five alarm burger, pepper jack of death, heat, hot. So that's exciting to try. I don't know what it was called. I don't have the menu in front of me. It said pepper jack, but it was also like five alarm fire or something.
It was definitely called the pepper jack hot.
So Nate, now that we've actually broken ground on actually recording in a restaurant, how long do you think it's going to take to record in a movie theater?
I don't know, because...
No, like, not during a movie, but just, like, at a movie
actually,
theater.
Actually, we could make that happen. I do have access to the Lorraine Theater in Hoopston. I could technically make that happen.
That would be really cool.
By the way, I want...
It has a lot of history of that building, too.
It does have a lot of history. I want AP to pass the mic over to Mike and welcome Mike to the podcast. He's one half of the Game Addicts podcast.
Yeah.
He was super gracious in hosting us this weekend, and we wanted to just say thank you. I'm welcoming you to Foodies Watching Movies. How's it going?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good, good. I saw you this morning when you were going to work, and we were headed to sleep.
Yes, after two back-to-back sold-out shows, I believe.
That was pretty cool. Yeah,
that was pretty awesome.
That's a pretty crazy thing to have experienced this weekend, I think.
We got to hang out with you for a little bit yesterday. We got to watch The Prestige.
Yes.
That was a good one.
Yes, it was.
Nate was rewatching it for the second time.
Right.
I feel like the second time with that movie is a little bit better than the first.
That's the first time I've ever seen it.
Really?
Yep.
You've never seen it before?
Nope.
Oh, what'd you think?
I liked it. It's a good movie. It really is. My thing is just looking at all the superheroes in there, and then Christian Bale playing Alfred.
Yes.
Yeah, and then Alfred playing his... What would he be? His, like, teacher or...
Yeah, his like...
mentor. It's like his...
Yeah, mentor, but they have
magical
some
mentor.
Weird word for it.
Yeah.
I missed what, like, what when are we talking about?
The Prestige?
The Prestige. Oh, that's a good movie.
Holy
crap.
I was saying, but
just woke me up right there.
Mike was talking about how he was having a hard time focusing in the movie because there's so many superheroes. And
yeah,
like,
there was. Man,
Wolverine, Black
Batman.
Widow.
And
well, what I was saying was is that Christian Bale Alfred. Plays a character named Alfred.
Yeah.
As Alfred, his Alfred, yeah. It
is
plays his
well,
like,
you
mentor.
Know, you know, Alfred, what we got to do. We got to do magic in this movie to really wow him. It's called The Prestige. It's the end. We'll all remember.
You got to remember the other two steps.
Yes, I love that the random, hilarious impersonations are happening. I have actually been talking with Brando about this, and we can bring this up on this episode. I would love for Brandon to have a Foodies Watching Movies segment called Cooking with Sly. Or Grilling with Sly, where he grills out. Because, you know, you smoke meats and stuff, and that's like kind of your shtick, and you love to do that. So it'd be hilarious if you just took the Zoom out and just started talking about what you were doing in Sly voice.
I remember we talked about this. Was this on air or was it off air?
No, it was off air. It's never been officially
said.
Oh,
my gosh, yeah.
And then my funny thing is, once in a while, you can give Sly a vacation, like he's away. And then
Arnie sneaks over. Arnie's like, I'm using the grill today. He doesn't know I'm here. I'm not going to clean the... He's like, hey, who's using my grill? Yeah, how do you put charcoal in a gas? I don't understand.
See, this is exactly why you need to do it, because
it'd just be so random. My neighbor would probably get very
nuts.
Worried.
I've never seen your neighbor.
You, huh?
Never seen your neighbor.
He always has his car running, though.
He's outside all the time without a shirt on.
You know, not Tim, the guy like directly behind me.
Oh. Yeah.
Tracy. Tim never has a shirt on. That or it like has enough holes in there where it negates the purpose of even wearing a shirt. And he's always mowing his yard. That's all he ever does.
But not as much as the lady across the street.
Oh my
no,
gosh.
Every time I do come over,
like
that
tornado
lady
mowing
is mowing.
There was literally a tornado warning and she was outside mowing.
Yeah, you sent me a video of that. Like, literally, this
live?
Is really happening right now.
Or you recorded it?
I recorded it and put it on Facebook. Yeah, this lady. The siren was going off. It got done torrential downpour, and she went back outside to finish mowing.
Well, I guess there's no world for tomorrow. Might as well just get it done today, you know?
That is dedication to her backyard. What even the front?
No one's even going to see it. I mean, except for her. Maybe she was just, like, really motivated, and that was her one goal for the weekend, was, like, if it kills me, I'm going to mow. Make my yard look really nice. And then a tornado happened, and she's like, no.
What was the guy that they had on Facebook that actually was mowing?
In Canada
with a tornado. And like you could see the video. It was his wife
videotaping
him mowing.
It was
far enough
away, and it was going like it was.
Yeah,
like,
he's just out there
direction.
Mowing like nothing's going on.
But it wasn't
just
raining
chilling,
there.
Man.
Like, so the grass wasn't even waterlogged. Like, her grass was completely soaked. I walked outside, and I'm just like I'm wearing shoes and my feet are wet.
Yeah.
Canadians are notorious for not giving a fuck. I don't know if you guys are aware, but if there's like a no give a fuck a meter for countries, Canada is like at the top. It's like, oh yeah. Australia, they got animals that'll jack your day up for good.
I think we're getting drinks.
Oh, drinks are coming. That's cool. You haven't ordered your drink yet, Mike, so you can do that while the mic has been passed, Mike, and figure out what you're going to eat.
Wait, Mike.
Mike. You knew I was going to do it, Brando. So, Brando, Foodies has changed so much since you've last been on.
It has.
Do you like this seasonal format of our show?
Sure. I mean, that's a concept that I came up with for JIW.
And I stole it.
Well, sure, but I mean, it works, and it can work in both sense. Any show technically can be seasonal. You know, it definitely adds to the point of, like, not everybody can get the commitment to do it all the time, and it helps to have a break.
What's going on?
With my mustache, going over my lip.
I have her mouth.
This is very much a Brando thing when we're Skyping and he like eats his beard and we're on air and I just like lose my cool in laughter. What is this? Are these spring rolls?
Look like mozzarella sticks.
Wrapped mozzarella sticks.
Wrapped mozzarella wrappers. What's wrapped around them?
Wrapping is wrapped around them.
There's a marinara sauce.
They look like little egg rolls.
Okay, so this is, as we said, folks, this is not meant to be like a normal Foodies where we're like plotting our ideas, and obviously Lauren couldn't be with us today, so shout out to you, Lauren, but today is essentially just like us riffing at the table, and this is the first supper. My concept is to down the road at episode 200 to do something like this again and add some other elements that don't involve us going to a restaurant, I promise.
The Last Supper?
It will not be the Last Supper, AP. Stop bringing it up. We're not doing the Last Supper. It's terrible and ominous, especially coming from the guy that got to the restaurant late, who was with the group that decided to leave all at the same time. Like, that's dedication. Don't call it the Last Supper.
The last to arrive at the table.
The mozzarella wonton wrappers are interesting.
Going in for the kill.
No.
AP, fill the space with some talkage.
So.
What are you watching, AP? Jeez.
What am I watching?
Yeah, any movies lately?
Oh, I'm a horrible student. I didn't, but I did watch a really interesting movie called If I Fall. It's based on a book. It's about like a girl, she's like a high schooler who's with some friends. Blaine, looks like you've seen the movie. All right. She's with her friends. They're leaving a party and they're about to, they hit something and they flip over and then she wakes up the next morning after she's like supposedly died. And then it's keep kind of really this like a Groundhog's Day style story before. And tries to keep making things a little bit different to see.
Does it keep leading up to her death?
It keeps leading up to her death.
I just saw a trailer for that recently. And you saw that movie?
Well, there's also a movie that's similar called Happy Death Day.
Oh. Happy Death Day is the one I saw.
Which is the same.
That's what I was thinking. Too.
So, which is the same type of movie, but she's getting murdered. This time it's just an accidental death.
Okay.
So, there's a lot of movies coming that are out recently about Groundhog Day plus death. So, that's always fun.
It's Halloween, everybody.
Welcome to Halloween.
This is Halloween.
This is Halloween.
So, it's interesting, though, to note you said you're like, I didn't do my homework. You didn't really have homework because we weren't planning on talking about the homework-based stuff this show.
That's what I was thinking.
Next show.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
Oh,
no, I know totally, and that's awesome. What do you think of these?
Sorry.
I noticed that the plate has substantially less than it did, like, 30 seconds ago.
This is my second one.
Well, it's fine. I'm just saying that it was awesome because I, like, looked away for a second, and then the plate is substantially less. It's fine.
I'm very hungry. I haven't eaten anything except a donut today.
I still miss that cheese with that that garlic cheese with the pita chips. Oh, that was so good last. Really? This is so interesting. Like, this is like the first time that we've had recorded like twice in one, or like last Sunday we're recording episode 3 and 1 week later. It's not usually like this. This is weird.
It's kind of nice though.
No.
I wish that I would have better plotted to have a mic that I could hand to you, because it's making it more difficult.
Way to go, Nate. But
I didn't fully flesh this idea out.
No, you did not.
Look, all I knew is I wanted it to happen, and I, with the willpower that we have, I figured it would just, it would find a way. And it looks like some of our food is actually up.
Nate's the man with will.
We are going to take a little bit of a pause here, eat our delicious grub, and come back shortly to maybe dish on it a little bit. Brando, if you want to hit the zoomy zoom and give us a little
break. I will.
Break.
We will see you in just a few momentos.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, Brando here.
And Mike.
And we host the Game Addicts Podcast,
a show about modern and retro video games
that we play and collect.
Now, here's some vital information for you.
Our podcast is found on podcast services around the globe, such as iTunes,
Podbean,
Stitcher Radio,
and YouTube.
Check us out every Thursday for a new episode.
But wait,
there's more. If you pledge to the Journey into Comics Network Patreon, you get early access to the audio version of the show up to a week early.
So what are you waiting for?
It's time to level up and check out the Game Addicts Podcast today.
And we're back. And we're back, 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 back.
Hey,
and we're back, 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 back. I do it for because South Park. There was, I can't remember what it was. They were in Canada, whatever South Park episode, whatever it was. And that was like part of the song. I don't know. But I just realized you also do that. Yeah, maybe that's where I also heard it in my head and it's revitalized in my brain, because I listen to Butt Stuff Podcast on the Journey into Comics Network. JourneyIntoComics.com. Cheap pop. Anyways, are you not talking to the mic again? What the fuck?
We're talking to each other through the mic.
No.
We're
talking to each other.
You're talking through each other to the mic?
One of them is a ghost.
Man, you just really do not want to. That, you guys don't have that figured out at all. You are the failinest humans when it comes to microphones right now.
Can I tell you what my new alarm clock song is?
No.
It's Easy Street.
That's awesome. A little Norman Reedus for you. You wake up feeling like Daryl Dixon. Is that how you kind of get through your day?
Every life is the same.
Do you see? Oh, Mike rocking a Boondock Saints shirt. Old school Norman Reedus. Just young school Norman Reedus.
What does that?
I was going to say something. My brain just does not work right now.
You want to talk about the food that we just had?
Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to do. Whoever wants to review their food. I was trying to get to it. I just couldn't. My brain couldn't place it. We should discuss freely. Would you like to start?
Yes.
Please do.
Chicken and waffles, and it was amazing.
Okay, was it just chicken and waffles? Were there any sides that came with it? Did you get any?
It didn't come with. Well, it's supposed to come with, like, fried apples and barbecue drizzle. And bacon.
Barbecue drizzle?
And the apple cider syrup.
I saw there was apple cider syrup on the menu that came with.
But I just got it without all the bullshit and you, put
chicken
maple syrup
plus waffles.
On it. Yes.
Yes.
And it was delicious.
What was the point of getting that then?
She was just wanted the
chicken and waffles.
Yeah. She wasn't worried about what they offered.
Sarah had excellent chicken and waffles yesterday when we went to Pete's Diner.
Those were incredible. Yeah.
Yes.
What would you give it? Like, we do pizza slices here, so you have to envision your chicken and waffles and pizza.
How many slices of pizza?
Up to 5.
Okay.
But you can add toppings so it can spice it up a little bit if you need it.
I would probably say 4 out of 5.
Okay. 4 slices of
pepperoni.
Oh, solid. A pepperoni. So it's what you
it's
know
a solid
and love.
Go-to.
Okay, I love that. I absolutely love that.
Veronica, since we both have the same dish, we should compare and see what we both thought of the meal.
Ooh, I'm going to pass the mic over so that can happen.
So we had a dish called the Explosion Burger.
The Eggsplosion.
Because
it had a fried egg on top.
Fried egg on top.
I asked
bacon.
For my egg. I don't know how to order eggs because I always want, like,
over
a
hard
egg, like over medium, but I don't want it to be really runny.
Why don't you get it hard then? Over hard.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, over hard means it's a solid yolk.
So that's how I order it when I want no runny fucking eggs.
Yeah, over hard.
Over hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you not know that?
I don't like runny fucking eggs.
Yeah, then over hard is the way you want to do it.
Okay.
Never heard of over hard.
I've never heard of it said over hard. Like, I know hard boiled eggs, but whatever. Anyway, it was a really good sandwich, despite the fact that it was a runny fucking egg.
It was really. I got over.
It was very messy, but it was very good.
Oh, it was
delicious.
I would
definitely get it again.
And you got the sweet potato fries, and I got the waffle fries. What'd you think of those?
Actually, I got sweet potato fries and then shared Nate's waffle fries because they gave him extra sweet potato fries, and I shared them. And I think the sweet potato fries were the superior product here.
Nice.
They were pretty delicious.
And you had an appetizer too, right?
We did. Actually, with the sweet potato fries, Sarah and I came up with putting feta onto the sweet potato fry as well as dipping it into her tzatziki sauce because she got some chicken pita thing. And
that sounds delicious.
It was fucking delicious. Do you want to talk about these fries for a second?
That's a new development in the food world. Sweet potato fries plus feta cheese.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, it's like some weird like Greek fries, like some hybrid thing, and you need it in your life. Yeah.
This is the second occurrence of that because last week we came up with the fried green tomato chips with that cheese.
Oh, with the boars and cheese. Yeah, the fried green tomato chips.
It's been a couple episodes of
very garbage.
Good finds.
Yeah, we're coming up with, we're making some transformative food. I dig it.
Yeah.
What did you think? Oh, actually, we did have the appetizers. I think we touched on that earlier. We got the fried cheese. It was like mozzarella wrapped in wonton wrappers. Yeah, mozzarella wrappers or something like that. And it was good. I thought it was a little bit basic, like they need to put some more stuff inside of it.
Yeah, it looks good.
But they weren't greasy, which cheese sticks sometimes can be. And I thought they were good.
Yeah.
The marinara was really good. It was like marinara sauce from my childhood.
Yum.
You know?
Is it really good as the marinara sauce from House of Pizza?
Nothing ever can beat that.
No one can ever compete with that?
No. I like their pizza sauce at House of Pizza. All right. The marinara is okay. AP, what did you think about the burger?
I really enjoyed it. I like a Friday burger. I get that at a lot of restaurants I go to, and that one was really good. I definitely enjoyed it. The bacon was a little bit softer than I was expecting. A little bit. It was.
See, I like that. I don't like crispy bacon. I like it to be a little bit chewy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. It's just a personal preference thing.
Gotcha. I did like that our sandwich was served on a pretzel bun. I thought that was really good.
Pretzel buns are the best.
Yeah. Everybody else got burgers that was served on like patio buns, and I was starting to get really jealous because I was the last person to get my food, and I was just looking at everything like, oh my god, I should have ordered that. I should have ordered that.
And then you're like, yours came. And you're
but
like,
then mine
oh.
came, and I was like, oh, hot damn. I ordered correctly for once.
Nice. And then Blaine over here had breakfast. So let's talk about breakfast at dinner time.
All right, let me tell you about the breakfast I had today. I had what was on the menu as the French double-double. What comes with the French double-double is two slices of Texas toast, French toast.
Oh, delicious.
Oh, yes.
Damn.
With a mountainous amount of butter. Oh, man.
So much butter.
And then it also comes with two eggs cooked to order. I chose scrambled.
You literally became a magician during this meal. Do you know why?
Why?
Because your food fucking disappeared, bro.
Oh, yes.
It was just there,
it did.
And then I looked, and then it was gone. Just like,
wow. I have this thing where if I'm not talking overly, which I tend to do, if I'm
sometimes
sitting here eating with people, I'll tend to talk, and then my food will just get, it'll just sit there. But I devoured it, as I usually do here.
Yours looked really delicious.
Oh, why, thank you. It really was. And so it also came with two slices of bacon.
How was your bacon prepared? Was it good?
It was good. It was okay. It was okay. It's hard to go wrong with bacon, but I like you. Prefer to have it a little chewy.
Yeah, I like that with my bacon.
But I also ordered an extra side of bacon.
I want my bacon to have gone through the gates of hell before it is served to me. It needs to be extra crispy. Crispy bacon is
Everybody's
amazing.
Booing you, Nate.
You know what? I made delicious bacon sludge with crispy bacon.
That was a happy accident.
Nate.
Wasn't an accident. I knew what I was doing.
Uh-huh. There's...
You need to have the one where it's soft and crispy at the same time. That's the best.
Okay.
It should be a little soft, but the edges crispy is the perfect bacon.
Well, if you can make me that bacon, I'll be down.
We can make that. We can make that happen.
We should have a bacon off. The first
annual bacon off. How about some bacon biscuits and gravy?
Oh, that sounds tasty.
Ooh. Yeah, Sarah, you can be on our panel on the judges table.
Oh my gosh, we put everybody who doesn't particularly want to be on a podcast on the blind judge panel to eat the food and then just give us a scorecard at the end.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Nate, I said that idea. Do the bacon off on the 200th.
That is actually super doable as a foodies bonus that we could do. I wouldn't see why that wouldn't happen.
All we need is bacon.
All we need is bacon. Brando, how are the levels coming when I'm talking here, by the way? Because the screen is super blank.
It is super,
so
super
is it good?
Dull. I mean, yeah.
Super dull.
I'm still making, because as I remember, this is a little weebo wobbly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as I touch it.
As you touch it.
Don't touch it then.
Yeah. It's very sensitive.
That's not what she said.
Anyways, were we talking about food?
Yeah, we were talking about what we ordered. Would you like to be next?
Absolutely.
Food talk. What did you order?
I ordered the A1 something pepper jack burger.
Well,
it was pretty good. I would give it a good 4.
Okay, solid 4.
It could have used a little bit more A1 for it being labeled the A1 burger.
So the namesake didn't quite live up.
Like, it was good, but then I found as I got towards the end of the burger, I was wondering where the A1 was.
You had to put out milk cartons missing A1.
And well, I got like 7/8 of the way done with it, and
that's oddly specific. 7/8 of the way done with my burger.
Well, you know, and it's like I could raise my hand and ask for some A1 sauce, but at this point, I'm just
I'm beating a dead horse to death.
There's no A1 on this burger. Can I get another burger, please?
Because there's so many of us today, and he's been really great.
Yeah, the waiters have been awesome here. I mean, it's hard to serve a lot of people like this because there's so much going on. Everybody has different requests. Things don't come out at the right time.
I want this.
By the time he gets back to us after one group of people has said they need a refill, a whole other group of people needs a refill, and then it's just like this never-ending cycle. I was actually very impressed with the service. There were some things about the food that could have maybe been better, I noticed, overall with some people's different food experiences. But
overall, this was a really good dining experience, I thought.
Yeah, Chris.
I would definitely come here again.
And when you have a group that's literally called foodies at your restaurant, you know you're going to get a lot of requests for things to be different or more or
that
less.
That is true.
They
one
probably
thing.
Hate us here.
Well, I don't think they hate us here. They were gracious enough to let us podcast in their
yeah.
venue. Or
next
their
time,
restaurant.
Next time we come, there's going to be a sign that says no shirt, no shoes, no podcast, no service.
Yeah. Oh, damn. So what are we on time?
This is 11, and the other one was just under 20. So
okay, so we're nearing the half hour mark.
Right around.
Overall, did anybody else want to remark on their food journey? Joanna, no. Did Mike want to remark on his food? What did you order? Even have you even got your food yet?
I ordered a basic breakfast.
It was a good.
Just 2 eggs and some fluffy pancakes and bacon.
I like that they were fluffy. Not just you didn't just say
yes, they were fluffy.
Yeah.
Just like
fucking pancakes.
I ordered some fucking pancakes.
Just like someone's triumphant Johnson.
So,
from. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
That was an interesting final fifth of Podcastrophe when I got down there to join that show. Final fifth.
Yeah, and you haven't even heard the first hour.
No.
Which, oh.
I was upstairs working on like the podcast and stuff.
I don't really know what the crew from Butt Stuff and everybody who was done podcasting was thinking about while we were talking about some of that shit, because man, it the conversation just went.
I did
weird
hear when I was
fast.
Like,
did you say you just got aroused?
Hey, I did hear when I was taking I was putting down the table, the podcasting table for Game Addicts, and all of them except for one. Well, there's one table leg that just went foof and slammed, and Gretchen goes, "What the hell was that?" And I left her wondering.
So mine was decent. I give it 3.
Okay. So it was just like an average bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
Probably could have cooked it at home if you really wanted to go through the work, but might as well let somebody else bring it
to
you.
I wanted the safe bet on this one.
Okay. I like that.
As an aside, Why only 5 slices of pizza?
I don't know. It was more like based on star rating, and I know for JIC, like a full pizza typically has only 8 slices, and that's just confusing.
Well, also a question: does it matter what kind of toppings?
Yeah,
because
you can change
toppings
it.
Toppings that just
you can do
add
3
it.
Slices with some sprinkles of like.
Maybe you wanted
so it's
bacon.
Like 3.5.
Yeah, technically, it's
and
a way of saying
just
halves
a basic.
Or
mine's just a that. Basic you're cheese. Like, you know, like a we're talking.
But it's a deep three.
Yes.
So it's a deep three.
It's a deep three. Oh, Jesus.
I'm not even going to comment on that.
Oh, no.
Deep three. Are you watching the kind of porn that
is
Joanna
now
does?
Also a contender.
I don't know. The stuff
runny
you watch
fucking
is pretty
egg.
Exciting.
Runny fucking egg.
Depends. Was it tentacles?
Man.
Ow.
Anyways.
All right. Well, guys, I think we're going to wrap this episode of Foodies. I know it's a little bit short. Did anybody else want to say anything, remark on their food? I don't know if you guys wanted to, down at the end, speak upon this. No, you guys are all right. Did you have anything you wanted to add? I want to quickly say thanks to everybody on the network for being here today. I know that getting a large group of us together like this can be cumbersome, especially with jobs and kids and life in general. So to have this come together as well as it did is really great. I'm really grateful for all of you. The network is obviously doing really well, and I wanted to just have our first supper together as a full-blown network. So thank you guys all for coming. I will introduce everybody. You don't all have to say your name. I'm just going to go around rapid fire, and then we'll do a quick closer here. So for Foodies Watching Movies, I've been Nate with Veronica, Sarah, Joanna, Brando, Kate, Gretchen, Rob, Mike, Poor Boy AP, Blaine, Dick, Dongo, Richie, Tyner, and the Phantom. See, I held true to it. I almost cracked, and I was like, Phantom. The Phantom Menace. But that's going to do it for this episode of Foodies Watching Movies. Check us out on all our different social media stuff. Foodies Watching Movies on Facebook and Instagram. Film Foodies on Twitter. And get us on all the different podcasting services, whether it be iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, Podbean. Don't forget Podbean. They're important. But that's going to do it for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you guys later. Ciao.